Make it easy. Make it easy. How many things in life do we make difficult because we think that's the way it should be done? Mm-hmm. We think that's the way it should be done. Now, Anita was just telling me about her adventure with John in New Zealand and how John loves certain shirts and certain things that are long past loving. They should have been put into the rag bag. But John just loves them because they, every time he puts them on, they remind him of his mother or somebody else who's precious in his life. And this is what we do. We make it easy because we hold on to emotions. We hold on to attitudes. We hold on to feelings that this is something precious. This is something precious. And we don't realize something precious is ready to take its place. And perhaps new, perhaps nice, perhaps beautiful. Ellen gives me a very difficult time. She's a hard person to deal with. I get my handkerchiefs so they're soft and lovely and nice to blow my nose and so forth, and they're just really wonderful. And then, because there's a tiny hole in there, big as a quarter maybe, you know, but a tiny hole, she says, that's done. It's done with. Use a fresh handkerchief, use a new one, you know. We'll break in a new one. But what she doesn't do for me, and it would be so easy, when I buy a package of new cigarettes, a package of new
handkerchiefs,
thank you. if she'd just take that new package of handkerchiefs and put them through the laundry two or three times, they would be nice and soft for me. Mm-hmm. And use some softener on it. Because when you put this in your pocket and then you open up a beautiful, fresh handkerchief, you got to pull it apart because it hangs together so beautifully. You know, it's been ironed and nice, and it's not good. Now, I have a handkerchief here that I've just opened, you see. And now you can still see the ironing marks and stuff like that. And it's a good handkerchief. This has been through a few times, so it's a little soft and nice now. But when they are nice and soft, they're pleasant to use. And I'm in the city, and I'm going to sneeze or something. I take out my handkerchief, and there's a hole. And I notice it, but nobody else notices it.
I hope so.
Because nobody really cares about my handkerchief. Nobody really cares about any of these things. All they care about is how they appear to themselves and to others. And we are all like this. How do we appear to ourselves and others? We make it so difficult because we think that other people see us. Now, a woman thinks a man or anybody else sees their slip, you know, showing underneath their skirt. You know what that slip is underneath the skirt? Yeah, you'd wear different clothes. But they don't. They don't. And if they see it, they don't pay attention to it. Like a man who, like Brian, he's bending over working and up come his shorts, you know, out of his pants, and sometimes not. But the thing is, so what? So what? We make such a big thing out of it. If we just make it easy, hey, he's comfortable. He's dressed the way he likes to dress, and he's a fine young man, you know, and everybody else is too. And we have lots of people here, and we have Gordy who comes here, and he crawls underneath my desk to work on my computer ports and so forth. And as he does that, he comes disentangled too sometimes. But the thing is, so what? So what? We make it so difficult for ourselves by thinking that everything should be the way we think it should be. Instead of looking at people and saying, gee, you know, it's wonderful. Yeah. We were watching the show The Mermaids on video last night. And in the mermaids, if they get a splash of water on them, they instantly turn into a mermaid. And here they are out in the middle of where they shouldn't be as a mermaid with their long mermaid tail. And they have to dry off quickly to go back to their other format. Boom. We think, oh, 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 oh. We worry with them. And they're not really worried. They're not really worried. They're just thinking how interesting this is, you know. Now, in the mermaid show, they are so anxious that anybody find out that they're mermaids, because then they'll put them in Byron Bailey's circus, you know, and stuff like that, in the sideshow. And that doesn't have to be that way. They can have it be that that's just their little extra goodie that they can do. They can change into a mermaid as soon as they get the water on them. And they always carry a bottle of water along with them in case they want to be changed into a mermaid. But they don't want to be changed into a mermaid, actually, until they get into something where they can swim around. Mm-hmm. Now, that's fantasy. That's a fairy tale. Perhaps it's real, perhaps it's not. Maybe we haven't seen half the people who are mermaids and who are not. But we have an opportunity to make it easy. Whatever you can think about in your mind and your heart, you can accomplish in your life. Whatever you can dream about. Now, I'm going to tell you a little secret that you probably hadn't thought about. Each one of us who watched the mermaid show visualized ourselves as the mermaid. Mm-hmm. I visualize myself as a merman, you know. But we visualized that, and we did not think it was unusual at all for this mermaid to go swimming through the ocean as quick as a flash, you know, and here and there, and staying underwater with her human body, breathing like a fish does through scales. But they didn't have any scales. They had scales on their body, that's true, but not up in the gill area. And how interesting. How very interesting. Now, we accepted that. Now, we watched Rumpelstiltskin, a fairy tale. And we saw Rumpelstiltskin weaving the straw into gold, and we thought nothing of it. We didn't say, that's impossible, that's impossible, that cannot be that. We made it easy on ourselves. We played the game. We played the game. And it was just lovely. And when Anita came along, and I said, Anita, the prince is going to want the woman right away. And sure enough, they're dead. And Anita didn't object at all. A milliner's daughter to marry a prince? You know, how odd, how strange. But no, not at all. And so then what comes along? The king. He says, either you make it into gold, or we kill you. And the princess says, I don't want to die, you know. So she did her best, and she made it into gold. And we believed it. We believed it. And we believed that somehow the princess was not going to have to give up her baby son, you know. Somehow. Because we were aware of it. We were aware that it is our creation. Because we're not going to watch a fairy tale that's not going to be in keeping with our creativity. Because we make it easy. We make it so easy when we just follow our heart, follow our dreams, follow our wonders. And when you're a little child, do you have any difficulty having a tea party with nobody there? Mm-hmm. And having tea and mud cakes and things like that, mm-hmm. that nobody eats, and you pour it so beautifully, and you're playing it, or a little boy who has his motor cars, and yeah, and a daddy who's showing you how he catch, and my own line, geez, I threw out the line, and I caught the fish, and I brought him in, and he was so big. You know? I mean, you know he's telling a good tale, and he's making it easy, because he wants to remember that he caught a big fish. Not that he caught a minnow. But these are all the things in life that we can do, and we do, is to do joyously everything we do. Enter into the fun of it. Enter into the magic of it. And when you enter into the magic of it, then it's done. I like to think of Ellen. She walks here into the monastery from her house, the embassy, and she comes up here. And the first thing she does is she scans the house. because she loves to dust, and she loves to vacuum, and she loves to make things look beautiful. And she says, I'm sure there's some duster here, there's some dirt there, and you're looking for it. If you came up here and you said, the monastery is always dustless, the monastery is always spotless, it's always beautiful, it's always clean and wonderful, that's the way you'd find it. That's the way you'd find it all the time. But so you just love to come up here and dust. You love to come up and put things away. You love to come up and see that the things are put in order. And that's a lovely thing to do. But it's not because you have to. It's because that's the game you play, like the tea party. And it's okay. It's okay. But when the spot doesn't come up off the floor, put a carpet over it and forget it, you know. Don't worry about it. And when Brian comes the next time, have him take the carpet cleaner and clean that piece, if that bothers you. But cover it up. Well, you will never know, Ellen, how many things have been covered up.
I believe that.
Because when they're covered up, you don't see them. And so if Mama's going to have company and she spills a cup of coffee right at the front door, she puts a carpet there. You know, she doesn't have time to clean it up. And we all do that. Make it easy. But when you make it easy, do not think that she's going to have x-ray eyes looking through your carpet and seeing the spilled coffee there. Oh, I spilled the coffee there, and I had to cover it up with the carpet. Oh, I cover it up then, you know. We're going to tell them that it's all there. But this is what we do. We make it easy, and then the game is fun to play. So I say to you, join with me every day of your life, making it easy, having the time of your life, saying, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me, 7 times. Every time you say it 7 times. Don't say it once or twice. Every time you say it 7 times. Let it be meaningful. Let it sort of grip into you. And yes, I do. I like me. I like me. I like me. And Rex, I like you. I like you. You know, I like him. And he feels it. And his tail starts wagging right away before I even start to pet him. But he says, that's good. He says, that's nice. He says, I like that. And he's a happy guy. It's magic. And this transference of our energy, of our magic, of our joy is so complete when we do it from a liking ourself person. So Anita said she was walking down a slippery rock and she says, I can do it, I can do it, I can do it. And she did it. Now, why didn't she slip? Because she was walking down the slippery rock thinking that she could do it. Going against the fact that she knew she could slip too. But she didn't think about slipping as much as she thought about she can do it. And you can do it then. That's the magic of making it easy. So, my loves, have a lovely day. Think of me every moment of your day like I'm thinking of you. And I love you, 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 I love you. I love you.